V+5. Sector 3 lookout, New Kerguelen. Standing beside a newly revealed door, one of the messengers encouraged Dan and Tara to walk into a room from which the first loud noises they'd heard since arriving rushed towards them and filled their ears like a million birds singing at the sun. Dan led the way towards what looked like a window, but was in fact an open and elevated lookout to a vast area below. On the ground, hundreds of small aliens were frolicking around in color-coded groups, chirping out their hypnotizing vocalizations and looking as human as aliens could be. They didn't seem to be inside as such, but rather within a vast open area in which Dan saw water running in a stream and also some odd-looking trees that were just familiar enough to be recognized as such. The great shelter, Dan could see, was an extremely high and entirely transparent roof, in essence. Roof may not have been the best word, but it didn't look domed. In any event, beyond the shelter, which was only visible at all due to some areas displaying slight reflections, Dan saw the mesmerizing light of two suns. Somehow it all felt real only now. He was on an alien planet, looking down at hundreds of aliens and standing next to one of their senior figures. The ending had turned out to be the kind Dan had hoped for, and he felt a glow throughout his being as he gazed down in happiness at the last-minute realization that the setting was, too. He would never forget his time on New Kerguelen, and would be forever grateful that the messengers had given him this beautiful sight. As Tara looked down, her eyes and mouth slowly widened in a cartoon-like display of wonder.
"Can we talk to them?"
she asked, overwhelmed by the scale of the cuteness.
"If the council meeting had failed, we would have announced your arrival in public as a last-ditch effort to force the council's hand," the messenger said. "But as you succeeded, we do not need to involve the general population quite yet. Your existence is not yet common knowledge, and we will carefully consider how to break that news."
"They deserve to know," Dan said quite firmly.
"And they will, very soon," the messenger replied without taking offense. "But as you know better than anyone, the manner in which such things are learned can have a profound effect on social stability. We will first announce that a solution has been found to our great shelter problem and that the council has found a way to assume the functional role previously played by our elders, because introducing novelty to stability is always safer than introducing novelty to chaos."
Dan nodded, accepting the reasoning. He trusted the messengers absolutely, and took this one at its word that the regular inhabitants of New Kerguelen would learn the truth before long, that they were not alone.
"I brought you in here to show you who you saved today," the messenger said, looking down at the youth of his planet. "Soon they will learn of this day, the day of the visit, and you will both be remembered fondly."
This brought a tear to Dan's eye. Not the part about being thanked and remembered, which was never what he cared about, but the fact that the messenger had wanted them to see the alien children for such a thoughtful and warm-hearted reason. "Thank you," Dan said. It turned to him and slowly shook its head.
"Thank you, Dan McCarthy. And thank you, Tara Ford."
Tara still looked slightly disappointed that she couldn't talk to the children, but she took one last long glance and knew it was a sight she would never forget.
"Now, can we go home?"
she asked with a slight chuckle. The messenger gave its trademark awkward smile.
"Of course. Home."